AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. The show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development needs. You can connect with us on social media at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook at Business on the Edge. In our Facebook group, for those women out there, On the Edge Women in Business, you can also email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments. We always like to thank our listeners for each week for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and your small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Be a yardstick of quality. Some people aren't used to an environment where excellence is expected. That's Steve Jobs. Be a yardstick of quality. Some people aren't used to an environment where excellence is expected. So that is a great rule to live by. I've been having a lot of conversations about Steve Jobs lately. I'm really interested in what Apple's going to do in the next 5 years or so with Samsung hot on their tail. So that is always interesting to watch what's going on with those two companies. So my on-the-edge question tonight, would you agree that our world is becoming unsafe? Would you agree that our world is becoming unusually unsafe? From suicide bombers to mass school, college, and workplace violence shootings and the like. And we're going to talk about that tonight and what we can do to help our world become a safer world. And this is a global problem. So some of the things that we know that have been in the news and media with regards to situations that we've seen, the violence, the crimes that have been out there. So here are some of the statistics. In the United States, 2012, 1.2 million violent crimes. 2012, Sandy Hook Elementary, 22 children and 6 adults were killed by a gunman. 2013, LAX Airport, TSA agent killed by a gunman. 2013, the United States had 51,000 gunfire incidents. 2013, Nairobi, Kenya, Westgate Mall bombing. 2014, early February this year, student gunman kills 2 in Russian school. So like I said, this is a global problem, and we need solutions, and we need global solutions to making our world a better place, a safer place. We have to take a look at this. We can't continue to stand by and wait for the next event to happen. We have to start dialoguing. We have to start producing solutions to this problem. This is bigger than your local police departments and law enforcement. We have to become part of a solution, and I am committed to that end. You know, we work with various types of businesses here at Business on the Edge and clientele. We work with businesses that have been in business from 100 years to maybe a small startup that has been in business for maybe a few months. We solve business problems. I'm often asked, so Business on the Edge, what do you do? Well, we solve problems. And really, my question when we're talking to potential customers and prospects, the question really is what your need? What do you need? What's your problem? How can we support that customer's products and service to get to their target audiences? And our first goal is understanding that need and that problem and providing practical solutions that takes them in that right business direction. So, and I said all that to say that my guest tonight has been on the show before, is returning tonight. We had him on in the fall when we were in the Chicagoland area broadcasting. That was really a fun show to do. Of course, we had White Castle on as well. You can't, at least for me, go into a show in Chicago, launching a show in Chicago and not talking to my favorite place, which is White Castle. But this company is a young company, and you've heard me talk about their products and services on air, the TipNow Solutions, the TipNow Social Solutions. And we've been working with them for about 8 months, 8-9 months on, and we've been making some extraordinary, I would say, progress with helping them get in the right position to help get their products out there on a mass scale, global scale, help them to think outside of the box and come together with their team to add value. They're an excellent team. This is an excellent company. And Business on the Edge is at doing our best to add value to what they need to help create their safety products and service solutions that can reach the world. I don't know about you, but I really would prefer not to hear about any more children being killed at school. Parents are going to work and expecting their children to come home. College students are going to school and parents are expecting them to be safe on college campuses. Husbands and wives are going to work and doing their jobs and sometimes, you know, having to lay people off or fire. Sometimes you get fired. That's just the way it is. Sometimes you just get fired. You're not doing your job. So you know, the company cannot keep you as that liability. And so, you know, families are expecting those decision makers to come home safely. We're not expected to go to the mall and be met with a bomb. We're not expected to go to our workplaces and be expected that there's going to be a plane crashing into the building. We're not expecting those things, and it should not be so. And so this organization, this company, has developed this product and solution that I believe is going to be the number one solution, safety solution, to help us participate in global safety. And I'd like to welcome onto the show CEO Cyril Rayen of Resiligence and developer of the TipNow and TipNow Social Solutions.
Hi, Margaret. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely, Cyril. Cyril, the last time we had you on was with our White Castle friends last fall in the Chicagoland area, and we got to you got to introduce your company and your products to the audience. Could you share with us the genesis of the Resiligence company and why you're doing what you're doing? Why TipNow?
Sure. The idea for Resiligence came about back in 2007. Virginia Tech shootings happened in the middle of the year in 2007. I also teach at a few campuses, and I knew the behavior of students, and texting was really taking off. It was a phenomenon which was really taking off in 2007. Now, even more so with the smartphone and mobile apps and things like that, I just came up with an idea of prevention of violent crime, and the idea was, what if students and staff on campuses reported suspicious activity using texting? And that's where the idea for TipNow originated, and we then put together a prototype at a local campus. It worked very, very well, and that's where the company began. And we knew that there will be a lot of impact, and we already created a lot of impact using TipNow throughout the nation.
Absolutely. Now let's give our audience I'd like to get them to have a bird's eye view on when you say TipNow solutions, when you say texting solutions. Can you kind of walk us through that because what in essence happens is that anyone on any campus that's using the TipNow solutions can be the eyeballs, if you will, anonymous eyeballs, with regards to getting information to that particular campus, whether it's a corporate campus, hospital, school, to that security department. So it really could be that if someone is thinking to commit some sort of act of violence or crime, you just don't know who's watching you. So you could actually literally just walk past someone that looks like, you know, they're going to do something, or if you see something like your motto texted, you see it texted, or you see something, say something. So it really gets the people involved. So can you kind of walk us through that I really want them to understand that you really are participating.
Sure. I think I'll give an example based on a real life prevention of gun violence at a campus. And this was at College of the Sequoias in Visalia, California, almost a couple of years back. Within 1 week of deployment, there was a student who saw possible gun-like object in a backpack of another student. And each college has assigned a phone number where students and staff can text anonymous tips. And so this particular student, when he saw this suspicious object, which looked like a gun, he texted that particular number. And when they text this number, they will get a response back saying, thank you for the tip. And at the same time, this particular tip will be going to our servers. We encrypt the sender information and then disseminate the tip to dispatch as well as other administrators on the system. So in this case, the tip came back on the SMS or for the police chief at College of the Sequoias. He saw that nobody really wants to see that kind of a tip, that there might be a possible gunman on the campus. And then he responded back to the tipster using the follow-up tipster feature and got back information saying that the gunman or the possible gunman was in the quad. They rushed to the quad and they continued to interact with the tipster anonymously in a two-way fashion. And then got a message from the tipster saying that the chief was standing right in front of the possible gunman.
Hang on right there. I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to go to a commercial break, but I want to give you the time to explain what happened after they interacted with the person with the gun in the backpack. We'll be right back. AM 1220, KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Back to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking to CEO Cyril Rayen of Resilience, Making Communities Safer. Resilience, Making Communities Safer. And that's what we want. Cyril, you were ending the last segment with this real-life experience on a college campus, student with a gun in their backpack, potentially, and a tipster, an anonymous tipster student, interacting with the campus police. And so now we have this interaction. The police now knows that there's a potential threat on the campus. So can you pick it up from once the police chief got the tip, they rushed to the quad?
Yes, they rushed to the quad, and they continued to interact with the tipster using the two-way anonymous feature. And after like three or four interactions, they were able to get the message from the tipster saying that they were just standing right in front of the student who apparently had a gun in his backpack. And sure enough, they nabbed the student and checked the backpack, and there was a gun in the backpack. And definitely, it was a sigh of relief because they prevented possible gun violence on the campus. And it was an extremely good moment for Resilience because the whole vision originated with Virginia Tech shootings, and it came full circle when we prevented a gun violence. And I knew that technologies like these, like TipNow and other products that we are envisioning, will go a long way in preventing crime and preventing violence.
Absolutely. I think that is phenomenal. I mean, that's what we want to hear. And what happens really, and I like to redirect the audience's attention to that, wherever the TipNow Solutions is being utilized, deployed, you become that anonymous tipster, whether it's at an airport, you know, whether it's, you know, everyone's texting. We're constantly texting. No one knows what someone else is texting. And so you can get numerous texts and opportunities to help our law enforcement agencies to run down, you know, these tips. And of course, they're filtered. Is that correct? They're filtered in terms of some sort of hierarchy. Is that correct? Am I getting that right?
Basically, we do not filter the tips, but basically whatever sequence the tips arrive that is shown on a web portal for the law enforcement agency or the campus police, and there is also a pop-up window that shows up on the dispatch desktop, if you will. And that way they are informed about the tip, and they can use the portal to not only see the tip but also to manage the tip to closure.
Absolutely. See, again, I like the fact that we get to get involved. Now, not only that, and we're going to get to you've actually have launched a Indiegogo fundraiser crowdfunding campaign, and so we're going to talk about that in just a moment, but I'd like you to share, and before we go to a break, we have about a minute, can you share a little bit for us about the TipNow Social, because that's about suicide prevention.
Absolutely. TipNow Social is another very interesting concept for preventing suicides and preventing or identifying cyberbullying kind of behavior. And what it is it's a social media monitoring technology for safety and security-related intelligence. And millions of people are using social media, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and so on and so forth. And there are posts being shared on social media which impact the safety and security of campuses, of hospitals, of hotels, of corporations. And definitely we need to be looking at the conversations that are happening because that is impacting the safety and security in a big way. So case in point, let me just zero in on cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is a big issue that we are seeing globally among the youth, and we have seen several suicides that have happened even recently. So identifying cyberbullying before it is too late, I think, will be very, very interesting to prevent cyberbullying deaths. And in fact, we are already having this tool deployed at a county office of education. I cannot name the customer, but they have had very good feedback on identifying depression and also a suicide note that was identified using our technology.
We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, more with Resiligence, TipNow Social, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. I have the best producer in the world. I tell you, he just is awesome. I love this guy. Kevin is awesome. Don't forget to vote this upcoming June 3rd election. Have your say. Get your vote in. And as I always say, if you do not vote, please do not complain about your leaders and your officials. Get your vote in. And, of course, do us a favor, don't write yourself in on the ballot. That's funny. Anyway, don't write yourself in. Vote for real, you know. Make a decision and own that, you know. No one's perfect. Our officials aren't perfect, and those that run for office, I think it takes a special kind of person. But someone's going to have to do the job, and so let's do our job and vote on June 3rd, and let's see how the chips fall. We are back speaking with CEO Cyril Rayen of Resiligence, the developer of the TipNow Social and the TipNow Tipstein application solutions. And so, Cyril, we were just ending, again, these segments are phenomenal in terms of what your solutions are doing. And you recently launched your Indiegogo fundraiser campaign to really get your product off the ground. I see you've been on, you've had some media coverage that has been interesting. ABC News, CBS News, of course, here KDOW Radio, business and finance news here, CR80 News, campus technology. So there is beginning this buzz about Resiligence. And before we get into that fundraiser, because I definitely want to give people an opportunity to get to the Indiegogo website and participate. Get this all over the globe. We need this technology out there. Someone's going to be number one. There is no number one right now. I believe Resiligence track record. And if you go to their website, resiligence.com, Resiligence, it's like resilience, but with a G, resiligence.com, or easy, go to tipnow.com and look at their track record. Look at what the police department is saying. Look at what the campuses are saying, and learn about how the solution is really, really supporting the safety of our communities. So, Cyril, so give us a little bit of feedback on Resiligence. Where did that name come from? What is that all about?
We were thinking about how to name the company. The idea was in place already, and resilience was one of the terms that came in. But typically, as we all know, it's very hard to find a domain name for a regular word. So we had to invent a word. The way we did it is we just put some words that are relevant to the business that we were pursuing on the board, and we had intelligence there as well as resilience and several other words, and we felt that those two words really are important to what we really want to do. We wanted to offer some smart solutions for resilience and prevention. So anyway, we combined resilience and intelligence to come up with the word Resiligence. So that's how the name of the company was, that's how the company was born and the name was given.
Okay, so we have about a minute, and that's awesome. You know, you really should have a name that you're gonna love for your company, like Apple. So we're gonna. How about we go to a commercial break first, and then we can really dig into this fundraiser. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking to Cyril Rayen of Resiligence, developer of the TipNow and Tip Social. At the top of the show, I share that we help businesses with problems that they may face or things that they just can't get to. We brainstorm. We help customers. If they procrastinated, we help them stop procrastinating. Whatever the problem, foundational, operational, you know, it just really depends for these small businesses. And small businesses absolutely can become large corporations and even Fortune 500 companies. Fortune 1 company, Walmart, is a great example of that. So what we've done with Resiligence, Cyril and I have been working closely together, like I said, 8 to 9 months. And so we came up with this, hey, listen, Indiegogo, Kickstarter, Kiva, these are some great places to crowdfund. And I really support this type of funding. And so we got to dialogue in about that and says this is a great place for crowdfunding for the TipNow application. Technology is being funded extremely well on these crowdfunding sites. And so as a result of that, we have put together a campaign. And this campaign has been launched on Indiegogo. And so, Cyril, the company's endeavoring to raise $500,000, a little over $500,000, to really fund the push for the next 12 months to really get this company and your technology going. You know, it's a 45-day campaign that you begun. And so can you share a little bit about what you'd like to see in terms of this campaign and give us, you know, talk to the audience about it and maybe even appeal to them. I would definitely recommend it. If you're hearing this show, definitely go out to Indiegogo or go to the ResilienceTipNow.com website, click on their banner there, and it'll take you straight to the opportunity to give and to crowdfund. You definitely have perks in this. You know, you can give as little as $25. So share a little bit about your excitement for this fundraiser.
Sure. I think this is a very strategic initiative for Resilience. We have definitely been successful in preventing a lot of incidents, not only a gun violence on the campus, but a $3 million drug bust and several suicides and so on and so forth. And now is the time to really take this technology globally and really make our communities safer globally. To do that, definitely we will need the funding to scale and to help communities globally. So I'm personally very excited. Our team is very excited about this crowdfunding to really help impact communities globally and their safety. You know, I really want all the listeners to go and check out the Indiegogo campaign. And also, maybe if you want to directly go to that page, then just go to tipnow.com and click on the banner, the crowdfunding banner there, and you'll get to that page. There is a video that you can watch. There is perks for to be participating in this crowdfunding. And it's basically going to benefit everyone who participates because it's going to make our cities safer. It's going to make our campuses safer, hotels and hospitals safer. And so I really want each one who is listening to this radio show to see the campaign page and support it. I mean, even as Margaret mentioned, that you can participate in a small way, even at a $25 level, or even it could be tens of thousands of dollars. And there is another thing that we have included in this. You can potentially name a college campus at a particular level of funding where you would like to see TipNow. Maybe you are an alum of that campus and you can name it at a particular level of funding. Similarly, also you can name a school campus. So I think it's going to be, we are excited about this campaign which has been already launched, and I encourage each one to check out the campaign page and participate and help take this message of TipNow globally.
Absolutely. And you know, I encourage this opportunity. It is an opportunity for you to participate in keeping your work organizations, campuses, school campuses, hospitals, hotels, safer, airports. You know, getting this around and getting this out globally can really make those that are not, you know, those that are committing crimes to say, you know what, I don't know who's watching. And now you have the world watching. In fact, Cyril mentioned the video. We went actually on a campus and we worked with Cyril. We put together the scripting. We put together a small crew and did a modest video on demonstrating how this technology works. So you, if not, go out and check out that video and see how this sort of interaction can work on any campus, any organizational campus. You can go to tipnow.com to get to the Indiegogo fundraiser. Click on the banner there. And some of the perks are really kind of cool. I like the TipNow t-shirt. Can I get a t-shirt? I want one of the t-shirts just because. TipNow.com. It has see it texted on it. Absolutely, you know, being a part of you know, a funding level that you can name your school and have a you know, your sponsored name to that is absolutely fantastic. The campaign looks excellent in terms of its presentation. So go out there and do your part in make something happen. We're going to do our part, and we've been doing that with Resiligence. And again, we encourage that, that you participate and get involved. We should not hear some of the stories that we're hearing in the news. They are horrific in terms of the violence out there. And even with now, you know, this can expand all kinds of criminal activity to include, you know, you heard me talk a couple of weeks ago about, you know, the girls in Nigeria being taken. You know, we're looking at, you know, human trafficking. A lot can get done if we get involved. And we're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to let Cyril give a last appeal before we get out of here and get connected. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Now, back to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Marva Jackson. This sounds like Batman just got the bad guy. That's kind of cool. So we've been speaking with Cyril. Before we get back to Cyril and Resiligence, by the way, Women in Business Club, we are rolling that. We did our soft launch earlier, late January, and so we're still kind of in that soft launch, but we are expanding what we're doing on that website. If you get a chance, go to our Business on the Edge website, businessontheedge.biz, click on the Women in Business logo, and it'll take you straight to the Women in Business Club. We have launched a rewards program, loyalty program, which you can get on the Edge Box, and not only that, so can our customers. We're expanding that to the customers, and so we're excited about that. Why? I am in the business of helping small businesses. You get a little bit of your skin in the game. We'll put our skin in the game. You know, I was looking at some information, and there's these classes and these trainings, you know, and you get to spend as a small business owner $50,000 to grow your business or to get all of this. You know, everything doesn't have to be thousands of dollars. You have someone here in your world that's willing to say, look, I'm willing to do a little less in what where our expenses are and get you in and get yourself in the game, get yourself in your business. And this is some of the same things that Resiligence has done, and it has absolutely worked well. I believe that this company, Resiligence, is going to be the global leader in safety solutions, tip solutions, in the world, not just in the nation, but in the world. And so I would put my money on Resiligence any day of the week. So, Cyril, again, why don't you give a last appeal to the audience in regards to getting involved with the fundraiser? Do something to help support the fact that this technology can get out there and it can get into the right location so we can help prevent more crimes. In fact, I see on your Indiegogo website you have here that you'll also see that you a $3 million drug bust you guys prevented. So with this technology, so that's fantastic in terms of what this technology can do. There's so much opportunity to be that citizen, you know, without putting yourself at risk and staying anonymous. And again, you know, go out there and check it out. So, Cyril, please make the appeal to the audience. I will give this floor to you. You have about 2 minutes.
Sure. I really think the whole campaign that the Department of Homeland Security came up with, See Something, Say Something, is very critical. And the technology tip now that we have implemented, that implement See Something, Say Something. So my appeal to everyone listening to the show is, let's do something about the violence that we see so prevalent in our schools, in our airports, in our malls, and even in our workplace. And we even recently saw a shooting at FedEx. And if you really look at the statistics, there were more than 16 mass shootings in 2013. And we hear about these shootings almost on a weekly basis. And sometimes I feel that people are not really, they have become like used to hearing about these shootings, but we need to really say that we are going to not take this kind of violence and we are going to prevent it. There is technologies in place that can prevent it, but that those technologies need to be funded. And my appeal to everyone is let's do something about this issue and prevent violence for the school campuses. And our children go to these schools and colleges, and we need to be really concerned about the safety and security of these campuses as well. So that's why to scale the efforts of this technology to make communities safer globally, we are launching, and we have launched already, the fundraising campaign through Indiegogo. And so I really appreciate everyone participating, and we look to use these funds in making our community safer.
Absolutely. Get involved. Some of the places, you know, UC Berkeley is using this technology. How about that? That's awesome. You have testimonials from police officers. You have testimonies. This technology is already in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, various places in California. Australia, I believe, is one of the locations as well. So it's making its way around, but Resilience needs your help. Let's get involved, and I am definitely an advocate for safety for small businesses and putting products and services out there that can benefit the community. So we look forward to connecting. Go to tipnow.com, click on the banner there, and go to the Indiegogo website and do something. It will be worth it. You'll save a life. You'll do something and know that you did your part in the global community of keeping it safe. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Have a great weekend.